Each winter, the National Aquarium's Animal Rescue Team has their work cut out for them, rehabilitating sea turtles who have become cold-stunned while migrating south to warmer waters. Over the last few years, we're seeing more of these turtles than ever before. What's going on, and what can we do to help? I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is a Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. This week, we're taking a closer look at the phenomenon of cold stunning, the animals it affects, and what we can all do to help them. I'm joined by Jen Dittmar, Marine Animal Rescue Manager here at the National Aquarium. Thanks for being with us, Jen.
My pleasure, John.
We've discussed cold stunning on a Blue View before, so we know it's essentially hypothermia in a cold-blooded animal. But why are we seeing it so much more frequently in sea turtles in our region?
We know that there's a distinct correlation between rising ocean temperatures and the increased number of cold-stunned turtles we're seeing each year. As ocean temperatures rise, sea turtles follow their favorite foods and temperature conditions further and further north along the East Coast. When water temperatures begin to cool in the fall, prompting the turtles to migrate back towards warmer southern waters, they're usually either too far north or they become trapped and disoriented by the geological features of the New England coast. This is why so many of the turtles we treat comes to us from Cape Cod Bay.
Interesting. So rising water temperatures are a big part of this problem.
2016 was the third busiest cold stun season on record, behind only 2015 and 2014. The Gulf of Maine continues to warm faster than any other place on the planet, except for one spot northeast of Japan. And trends suggest that ocean temperatures will continue to rise, so these turtles will continue to venture too far north and will require rehab in the coming years.
Interesting how warming water is causing a cold stunning phenomenon.
Yeah, that's correct.
With every species of sea turtles on the endangered list, obviously that's a big problem. So once they're cold stunned, what sort of treatment do they require? And is rehab simply a matter of just warming them back up?
Yeah, so raising their body temperature is the first key to rehab, but oftentimes they have much more serious injuries or illness. So they are usually malnourished and haven't eaten for a long period of time. They can become susceptible to either other boat strike injuries or just kind of getting knocked around into rock jetties while they're cold stunned. So we see a lot of injuries from that. They can also be susceptible to viral and bacterial infections as a result of their immune system kind of becoming crashed during this. And then a lot of gastrointestinal issues as well. The turtles haven't eaten for a while, so they get a buildup of gas in their GI system. And also their metabolism kind of starts to shut down since they haven't eaten in so long. So each turtle that we see is always a unique case. And they each get an individual assessment and diet and care while they're rehabilitating with us here. And the process is really labor intensive, but it's really rewarding knowing that all seven species of sea turtle are either threatened or endangered. So our ultimate goal, once they're healthy, is to be able to release them back out into their natural environment.
So while our team is diligently working to keep up with the demand for treatment, what can the rest of us do?
Yeah, that's a great question. So taking measures to fight climate change is one of the most important things any of us can do. And it's best to start small with simple changes that can make a big difference. Some of those things might be being efficient with your water usage at home. Or you can change out conventional light bulbs for high efficiency bulbs. Or one of the simplest things is just to recycle.
As always, it's about keeping it simple and starting small for big results. Jen, thanks so much for joining us, and keep up the great work with our important patients, will you?
Yeah, thank you for having me.
For more information about our animal rescue efforts, visit aqua.org/care. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.